Well, tonight, pressure is mounting on the Inspector General of Police and the Attorney General as 32 of the detained Democracy Hub demonstrators drag them to the Human Rights Court over what they describe as a violation of their right. Now, they challenged the arrest, the detention, and the refusal of bail and several other violations, including their right to protest. Now, according to them, upon the arrest, the police refused to disclose to organizers of the protest the number of persons they had arrested or to provide details of their location, and their lawyers had to make a demand on the IGP for this information. They accused the police of refusing them to access their lawyers and frequently moving them from one police station to the other to deny them access to legal representation. Now, let's bring you details of the reliefs they are seeking from the court. And my colleague Kenneth Jesse joins me in studio with the details of this raid. Kenneth, what details exactly are they seeking for?
Well, there are more than 20 of them, and then they say that the applicants are patriotic, law-abiding citizens of Ghana of different ages and diverse backgrounds, that a declaration that the conduct of the Ghana police... A declaration that the conduct of the Ghana Police Service in disruption of the peaceful protest violated Article 21, Clause D of the 1992 Constitution, Article 21 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 11 of the African Charter of Human and People's Rights, and Article 20 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And then also a declaration that the respondents have violated applicants' rights to liberty and security of their person and freedom from unlawful and arbitrary arrest and detention enshrined in the in Article 14 of the 1992 Constitution, Article 9 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 9 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Principles 2 and 11 of the Body of Principles for the Protection of All Persons Under Any Form of Detention or Imprisonment, and Article 6 of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. It continues to say that it wants a declaration that respondents have violated applicants' right to legal representation, which is enshrined in Article 14, Clause 2 of the 1992 Constitution of Ghana, and then a declaration that denying the applicants basic necessities while in detention violated their right to human dignity as enshrined in Article 15 of the 1992 Constitution, Article 5 of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, and Article 10 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So, Brace, it goes on and on and on. You have 9 of them.
All right, so these are the declarations or the reliefs that they are seeking for the Human Rights Court to pronounce on in this particular matter. Remember that this is a case between 32 of the detained Democracy Hub demonstrators and respondents being the IGP and the Attorney General. So these are the respondents. Now, we've been speaking to lawyer for the detained demonstrators, lawyer Francis Xavier Susu. And he says he expects the court to ensure the applicants get justice.
We are saying that several rights have been violated with respect to these protesters. For example, a lot of them were unlawfully arrested. Some were just bystanders. They were not involved in anything or any illegality when they were all bundled together. And when they were held, were not given meals as they're supposed to be giving in detention. They continuously were changing their places of detention, so they would deny them access to their family members and their lawyers, which violates their rights to, fair trial and so on and so forth. They've been subjected to all kinds of dehumanizing treatment, seriously violated by the state. And so this action is simply to ask the court to make declaration to that effect, and possibly, where necessary, the court awards adequate compensation for those violations. And not only that, we are hoping that as the regular criminal matter goes on, all the issues that border on bail, because we in this action are even saying that denying them of bail also violates their rights, because under Article 19 of the Constitution, every person arrested is supposed to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But what is happening in this state is that we are treating these protesters, ordinary protesters, as if they are hardened criminals, and denying them the right to bail in violation of the Constitution of Ghana.
So that's lawyer Francis Xavier Susu, who is representing these 32 detained demonstrators. We have him live on the line now. Lawyer, grateful to you for joining us here. Now, in one of your declarations, you say that you want the court to declare that the conduct of the Ghana Police Service in disrupting the peaceful protest violated Article 21D of the 1992 Constitution, Article 21 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 11 of the African Charter on Human Rights and People's Rights. But in all of the videos that we've seen, we only saw the demonstrators who were rather engaging in, you know, conduct that you would describe not peaceful. Where's the evidence that indeed the police rather engage in those acts?
Well, I'm sure that at the appropriate time, those evidence we made available to the court because it was the police who first disrupted the demonstration. It was the police who disrupted the protest. And if we talk about police disrupting protests here, we are talking about not those isolated issues or incidents that you saw. If you are in a protest and you see an isolated incident happening, you don't use the isolated incident as a basis of disrupting the entire protest and arresting people who perhaps are just standing bystanders and protesting without actually doing anything that you may allege to be a crime. And so the police actually disrupted the activities of the protesters.
Well, I mean, that's something that I'm sure that when the case is scored, I mean, all of the discussions will come up. But also, you are asking the court to declare that the respondent have violated applicant's right to liberty and security of their person and freedom from unlawful and arbitrary arrest and detention enshrined in Article 14 of the 1992 Constitution. But the case was sent to court, and the court was rather the one who agreed and remanded these people into prison and police custody. So why then are you attacking or asking the court to rather pronounce that the IGP and the AG rather acted unlawfully?
Well, in the first place, the court is acting based on the unlawful arrest by the police. We need to interrogate the circumstances under which police arrested all those protesters. You see, there are clear laws that govern arrest. When you have to arrest someone, when the person has not committed any offense and the person is just part of a protest, you would need to tell the person the reason for the arrest. Most of these protesters were never told any reason for which they were being arrested. Even when the protesters were demanding, "What have I done? Why are you arresting me?" The police never were able to tell them the reasons why they were arresting them. They were just arresting them because they were in red and standing by and in support of the protest. So that definitely is an unlawful arrest.
But isn't that why we have the courts? For the court to listen to all the argument and say, well, you acted unconstitutionally or not. The court listened and rather said the demonstrators should go into custody.
That is not the mandate of the circuit court where they are being prosecuted. And I have a big problem with even what happened in court with all of them remanded. You see, the reason is that instead of us interrogating the root causes of this protest, today you and I are talking about the rightfulness or otherwise of arrest. That is quite a shame. Where all of us are facing existential threat, where the conduct of state officials are endangering all of us and violating intergenerational equity rights. And concerned Ghanaians get out to protest in respect of those things. You bundle all of them together because you allege that there are some protesters who were engaged in some unlawful activities. So what happens to you arresting just those protesters who you believe were engaging in unlawful activities and leave out all those others who were just there standing by and protesting? And so it's quite unfortunate. And I am really, really saddened how even the court, on the face of clear misdemeanors, would remand these protesters. We've seen cases in this country of people walk into court and free people who are being held by the court. Those people were never people who were remanded into prison and police custody. So what is happening in this country? Why are we turning the country into a banana republic? And I think that, look, every judge, every police officer must know that today, if we say that there is no potable water in Ghana again, on account of galamsey activities. Judges to be affected, police officers to be affected, and so everybody must be careful. And I think that it is quite sad that you have a situation where you have an attorney general and a minister of justice who is leading the charge to mete out injustice to poor Ghanaians.
But I'm not sure you mean to say that they should set aside the law because of galamsey, even when people who are fighting against the menace are engaging in unlawful activities.
Setting aside the law. It's not about setting aside the law. I mean, does that mean that when people are granted police inquiry bail, laws have been set aside? Does that mean that when a case goes to court and a judge grants people, admits them to bail, the court has set aside those things? What they are doing is typical of what I have done in my book titled Guilty Until Proven Innocent. What you are doing now is that you are holding these poor protesters as soon as they are guilty before you even determine the case that is coming before you. And it's quite sad, particularly for cases that are misdemeanors. These are not felonies.
So you mean to say that the judge already had a predetermined judgment before sitting on the case?
Well, it's not only the judge. All the people involved in the criminal justice system, from the police, attorney general, and the judges, all of them have a predetermined mind. And that is exactly what they have done. And they can prove all of us wrong by what they do, by their subsequent actions, because we know. You see, the law is not a preserve of one person. All of us went to law school. We sat before people who were taught the law, and we know how the law works. I've represented several hundreds of people in different matters, bordering on murder, all the way to misdemeanors. And we know exactly the position judges take when it comes to this matter. And on this issue, it is a complete disgrace for all of us and to the nation for us to see people who are fighting for, potable water, people who are fighting against environmental degradation, treated as hardened criminals and denied bail in manners like this.
Well, what you're telling me now makes you a candidate for being cited for contempt of court.
How?
Do you know that?
How does that make you a candidate for contempt of court? How criticizing the conduct of a criminal justice make you a candidate for contempt of court?
Because you said, listening to you, you are saying that there was, you know, that the judge had already made up her mind before coming to sit on the case.
Oh, please, do you know what is called banana republic? Why do we do this to ourselves? Are you not a Ghanaian?
I am, obviously.
Are you not worried about galamsey?
Very.
Are you not worried about what is happening? Are you happy the way protesters are being treated? Are you happy that people who were just walking and supporting protests are arrested, sent to court, and then remanded?
No.
For what reason? Why are you reminding them?
No,
hasn't the law said that denying bail shall not be used as a means of punishment? Have you read that in the law? Have you read that in the law?
No, my point is that you are saying that the judge who sat on the case already had judged the case before listening to all arguments.
And as you say that, so what happens? You can't criticize that the judge, predetermined the case. You can't criticize, especially in a manner in which everybody is denied bail. So when you criticize that, so what happens? So what? You have insulted the judge, or you have insulted the justice system. You only criticize the justice system.
Okay.
So you can prove otherwise. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
I'm saying that the conduct of this case clearly shows a pattern of a predetermined case against all these protesters, and it's as if it's a deliberate attempt to cow everybody into submission. It's a deliberate attempt to actually break the protest, so nobody will even ever want to ever protest again. So everybody go to sit there and let everybody die. Let us all burn, and let's all burn in hell. That is exactly what you're doing.
But aren't you conjecturing here that already, because of all of the demonstrators were remanded, then the case was predetermined even before it was called?
Please, I think that I'm not saying anything more about this. The point is that these people are ordinary Ghanaians, some of them taxpaying Ghanaians, who are demonstrating and protesting for our common good, and they must not be treated as felonies, as people who have committed, felonies, and as people who must be denied bail as means of punishing them. That is my point.
All right. But again, the police had come out to say that they never denied anybody basic necessities. I mean, we know that some of them were even taken to the police hospital. Does that amount
well,
to...
Mm-hmm. You know the number of people who were in detention, right? And you know, I mean, right from the day they were held on detention, how they were being moved from one place to another. So, I mean, the police, how many times have the police not said one thing which turns out to be a lie? I mean, I have dealt with police several times. I remember when I led demonstration here in Danfa here, I saw what police said. I saw a number of statements police issued which were false. So for me, most of these statements police put out there, clearly just part of the whole conspiracy anyway, just to make sure that ordinary Ghanaians who are angered by the mismanagement when it comes to issues of gallantry are not given or they are not emboldened enough to speak out their minds. That's what is happening.
All right, I'm grateful to you, lawyer Francis Xavier Sosu, who is lawyer for the 32 detained protesters who are suing the Attorney General and the Inspector General of Police for varied breaches of their right as individuals. Who will be following this particular matter. This is still the top story. But also today, some Ghanaians went onto the street of Accra to put pressure on government to do something about the Galamse menace. Now, hundreds of people have been protesting on the street of Accra and calling for the release of the detained demonstrators and also calling on the government to deal with the Galamse menace. Spokesperson at the Office of the Attorney General, Isaac Wilberforce Mensah, received a petition from the concerned citizens against Galamse, and he has been assuring the protesters that the AG will receive their petition and act on it. My colleague Kenneth Jesse has spent his entire day with the protesters and joins me in studio with what exactly transpired. Ken, how will you describe the protest that you witnessed?
Well, generally, it was a very peaceful protest from start to end. It was highly peaceful. The protest ended at the Accra Sports Stadium car park, where, of course, the protesters met with Wilberforce Mensah, who is the spokesperson of the Office of the Attorney General. Now, initially, he came with a lot of police men, with him, but then they told him that, no, you cannot allow a lot of policemen to come with you, so let them go back, and then we'll speak to you. The policemen eventually went back, and then there was a bit of a delay after that. They said that they have kept the petition somewhere and that they've walked all the way from Okpongolo to the Accra Sports Stadium. So they want the spokesperson of the Attorney General to excuse them for a while so that he gets that, they get that petition and then they present to him formally. And then, I mean, it was largely peaceful aside a few, shouts here and there.
Now, earlier you've been speaking to leadership of this particular protest. Let's listen to what exactly they had to tell us.
And the message is two. One, we want mining, unlawful and illegal mining activities be banned with immediate effect. Two, our brothers and sisters who have been kidnapped, our brothers and sisters have been kidnapped and nobody is talking. Our brothers and sisters, IGP, you are not worthy of that position. Judiciary, we urge you. Never co-sign the unlawfulness of the police. You must release our brothers. We have a message.
Focus on the banner.
We are grateful to all true citizens for coming out to support this worthy cause. Now, this is evident that the Galamse and other unconstitutional conduct are not affecting just some of us, but it's actually affecting everyone. And we are proud that a lot of people, even though it's a weekday, a lot of people are out here on the street to register their displeasure against the menace of Galamse. And we are proud. I want to say that. And I want to say this is the beginning of true democracy, not the sham we've been practicing as democracy. Because a true democracy should give the will and power to the people to voice out their displeasure, to stand up to unconstitutional.
So those were the leaders there talking, speaking to you earlier. Now, when they presented the petition to the AG, what was the response from AG?
Well, the response from the spokesperson of the Office of the Attorney General was that the Attorney General himself would have loved to be there in person to receive the petition, but he isn't there because it appears that he wasn't aware of this presentation of the petition until last minute. That is the main reason why he was not able to be there in person. But he assured them that in a matter of an hour, that petition is going to get to the Attorney General. And the protesters said that, look, if you're going to give that petition to the Attorney General, we want an assurance from you. The assurance we want from you is that after the Attorney General receives that petition, you should release a press statement to that effect that indeed that petition has been received. And contained in that petition is the immediate release of the protesters. And the spokesperson of the Office of the Attorney General did indicate that the Attorney General is commending them for fighting for a good cause, and that at the next court appearance, the Attorney General's office will not oppose to a bill application which will be put in by the lawyers of the protesters. And then he thanked them and they all dispersed.
So we assume that in the next sitting, the Attorney General won't oppose to this application for bail. Well, let's bring in the an organizer of the Concerned Citizens Against Galamsey protest, Kamri Tego. Kamri, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, satisfied with the response from the Attorney General? All right, so I would arrange Kamri, and then we can have that interaction with him on what exactly that the organizers do make of what the Attorney General did say. But you heard that from my colleague Kenneth Jesse, that the Attorney General really gave assurances that when the case is called in court, they won't oppose the application for bail, and that they will rather they think that the court should ensure that the rights of these people are protected. We'll be speaking to Kamri very, very shortly. And also, we will be hearing from the AG's department shortly on this particular matter, exactly on what they told the protesters when they presented a petition to the AG's department to act for them. We will definitely be getting some responses from the AG here. We've been joined on the line by Kamri Tego, who's organizer of the Concerned Citizens Against Galamsey Protest. Kamri, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, we also have on the line Alfred Chiayeboah, who's Deputy AG. Alfred, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Now, the protesters have presented, a petition to your office. We understand that the agreement or what you told them was you are not going to oppose to any application for bail the next time they appear in court. Is that the agreement from the AG's department?
Thank you very much, my brother. Now, yesterday, if you listen to the AG at the Conference of Judges and Magistrates, his position was that on the next agenda, he will discuss or instruct the prosecutors on the step when it comes to application for bail. So when we get back to court, whether on Tuesday or Wednesday, the prosecutors will inform the court our position on the matter. But let's have in mind that whether the AG opposes a bail application or not, it is the discretion of the court to either grant or refuse bail. And so you can go to court and say you are not opposed to it, but the judge will have to make a determination. And so definitely when we go to court next week, our position will be known and the court will then make a decision on it.
All right. Now, we also understand today that 32 of the detained demonstrators have filed a writ against the AG and the Inspector General of Police, and one of them is, relief they are seeking for, is that a declaration that the respondent, which includes the AG's department, have violated applicants' right to liberty and security of their person and freedom from unlawful and arbitrary arrest under the detention and enshrined in Article 14 of the 1992 Constitution. You've heard this. What's your response to that particular application?
Yes, I've heard it. I've not seen the process. It is the right of every citizen to go to court when he feels that his rights have been violated. And so if they file an application, we also respond to say when we receive it. But the fact that a person has filed an application should not give or should not lead us to a conclusion that person has a case in court. But so far as they have also filed, when we accept, definitely we'll respond to such an application.
So, I mean, when this is called in court, you make appearance, of course.
We have not been served. Mm. So we're waiting for a case to be served on us. Mm. They will know when the case will be coming on in court, and they will file necessary processes.
But, I mean, you're not opposed to the fact that they're saying you violated the applicant's rights.
How can they say so? There must be hardcore evidence about violation of their rights. And so when we get application, we look at the grounds upon which they are coming, we respond to them appropriately.
All right. I'm grateful to you, Alfred Chiaboye, Deputy AG. And we've also been joined by Kamri Tego, organizer. He is the organizer of the consensus against Galamsey protests. Kamri, so you presented your petition to the AG. You've had the AG there. Are you convinced about the response you got from the AG?
No. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, so my answer is no. You see, many a times we have had the AG, the president, ministers, MPs speechify, right? But then no action is taken. And for me, for all concerned citizens, all Ghanaians who are concerned, until we see a definite action, it's just talk as usual.
And if you say definite action, what exactly are you looking for?
Listen, you know, Galamsey can be stopped with just a single quote-unquote order from a department. Just a single order, and it can be stopped. But why is that not happening? I personally have said that, look, I believe that all mining activities, whether small scale or Galamsey, or it should cease for an entire year, at least allow the land to even recuperate, what the agriculturists will call the fallow period, right? Whilst we now scrutinize all those small scale mining licenses that have been given out, people who have gone beyond their concessions, right, should be dealt with. And then people who are mining but are not doing it the right way can now be retrained on how to do it appropriately.
All right, Kamri Tego, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies, and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Up next is Newsnight.